Thank you. One of the reasons why I started in Genesis chapter 25 is that sometimes we view the Old Testament in a very abstract way. We kind of disconnect. We look at some of the examples like we are going to do these days with Jacob, and we disconnect Jacob from his father Isaac and Abraham. And the reality of it is that God had called Abraham out of idolatry, out of Mesopotamia, Ur of the Chaldees. He marked him out for blessing. Abraham had a son, Isaac, that we know very well, and the experiences of Abraham with his son Isaac, and the experiences of Isaac. And now we see that Abraham was old, he died, Isaac marries, 40 years old. Some of us want to marry at 19. But here he is, 40 years old, the Lord provides for him. And his wife, Rebekah, was barren. The Lord blesses her womb. And in this womb, there's a struggle that takes place. And as we've read the verses here, there were twins there. There was a prophecy that had been given as to two nations that would struggle against each other. And I think it's a very important element here for us to set the groundwork as we talk about how we benefit from these Bible studies. Brother Emil and I were talking last night about some of the challenges with young people, our generation, your generation. And very often we say something is missing. And you know what we concluded is that very often our own struggles as Christians, they begin in the home. So this is a very important entry point to see these two twins born. Esau first, Jacob, wrestling in the womb. And yet it says that as they came out, it was Jacob who grabbed Esau's heel. Jacob from the womb had a place, had a desire to be in first place. These boys grew up in a home as brothers. They were siblings, came from the same parents. And yet there was a rivalry that began the very beginning. It says that Isaac loved Esau because he had certain characteristics that appealed to Isaac as a father. But Rebekah, she loved Jacob. And it says that Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in tents. Esau was an aggressive man. And I suggest to us young people that in our homes, there are things we have to navigate through that are going to make us, they set the tone for how we begin to grow and to develop. Abraham was a man that God marked out for blessing. The stars above, the sands on the sea. Abraham was to be the father of the faithful. We are seen in that regard in Abraham, the stars above. The Jewish nation, the sands upon the sea. And yet, there was struggles with Abraham, the struggles in the life of Isaac. And now, these twins that come forth, they also have struggles that they have to deal with. And while we're not here to go into specifically our homes, the challenge for us is that we are not raised in the assembly. We go to the assembly, but we're raised in homes. And so what I do in my home, you as an individual, the place that the Lord is going to have is going to have an impact upon how I grow and how I develop. We see that parents can be divided, loving one more than the other. And it can cause difficulty with siblings. And we see that beginning that we have established here between Esau as a burly, aggressive outdoorsman and Jacob as one who is something different than that, a quiet man dwelling in tents, creates some challenges amongst these siblings. And so now as we move into chapter 27, but before we move there, so we saw what Jacob did. Jacob was someone who sought to take advantage of situations. And we want to keep in mind, as Brother Amos said earlier, that while we want to look at Jacob and these experiences that he has, we also want to recognize that God is working also. He works even in allowing certain things to take place. He works as he intervenes directly. He works as the individual fails and comes to the end of himself to shape in Jacob. But the reality is that God is involved because he wants us to be conformed to the image of his son. But Jacob here takes things into his own hands. And I want to suggest to us that we begin to see some of Jacob in us. Jacob wanted the birthright. He wanted that which came from his father. And he was bent on doing whatever he could to get the birthright, even scheming, deceiving his parents. And so the end result was that he had enmity between himself and his brother. And you, if you have siblings, it should be that those relationships are strengthened, those relationships are utilized for the Lord in a wonderful way, that the world sees how siblings who love the Lord live together. So in Genesis 27, and perhaps we can just start there now, that it begins with Isaac. And it says, it came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said, Behold, here am I. He said, Now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, go out to the field to make me some venison or game. And he says, Bring it, make savory food, as you know that I love, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. So Isaac wanted to bless Esau. He was growing old. And I want to say to you young people, Brother Emil and I, Brother John and some others, have been working with young people quite a while. I don't think we think of ourselves as old yet. Perhaps you do think of us that way. But the reality is, as we wait for the Lord to come, we are going to advance in age if the Lord leaves us here. And there's going to be the changing of the guard. And it is natural in a family setting that the father would have a desire to bless his son, his firstborn, and to bless his children. And it's wonderful for us who are spiritual fathers and mothers to be able to see young people grow and develop so that there might be blessing for the next generation for the Lord.